This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show. 105.7, The Fan.
We're talking to a whole bunch of hitters, and we just view it as, do they improve the team? Do they improve the roster? Do they raise the ceiling of the team? And, you know, if the player's good enough, we can figure out ways to accommodate them. I think so. I mean, you know, you look at our payroll as it stands right now, and it's still well below where we were at last year, and we'll just consider opportunities as they come up. I think there's a lot of optimism. I mean, I know we coming off of a rough overall win-loss record last year, but everybody sees the talent that we have. The ownership change is an enormous deal that's noticed, and I think people really believe in our operation. So I think our reputation is good. I don't know if there's much more I can say about the American League East. We pride ourselves in competing in that division. I think ultimately it's a good thing for us and our players to, you know, have those stakes constantly being raised, and we got to figure out a way to emerge.
Mike Elias, that's the Orioles, whatever his title is now, we'll say GM. How about we go with that? Keep it simple. Grand Poobah of all things Baltimore, talking about being in the American League East, how it could be a hindrance and how it could be an asset. And if you look at the last 2 years, the American League representative in the World Series has come from the American League East. Toronto last year, Yankees 2 years ago. Back in 2023, the Orioles actually won the American League East and did it handily. So the American League East is always this gauntlet, and it's this impossible division to be with, and it's always considered the toughest in baseball, and rightfully so. I mean, Tampa's always found a way to compete. But being in the American League East isn't something that should be a total disaster for the Orioles, because they've competed recently. They had a winning record in 22. They won it in 23. They were in contention, Nolan, to win it in 24 to a second half fade. Gave it to New York, still made the playoffs. So being in the American League East, this isn't anything that worries me. And I don't think it should worry Mike Elias. And we also heard Elias talking about free agents changing their view of the Orioles. And he mentioned the ownership change, where in previous ownership, John Angelos running things, getting paid hefty was probably not going to be a reality. But with David Rubenstein, and the Orioles were in on Kyle Schwarber, and we'll get to that here in a second, the perception is that the Orioles are willing to spend. They're still well below last year's payroll. So I don't think we should be worried about the Orioles not spending, and it's all lip service to the fan base. question is, do you get the free agents to sign here? And given their recent run of success, I mean, up until last year, the Orioles had won more games than any team in baseball, except for the Dodgers going back to the second half of 2022. So I think it's a real attractive point to bring them to Baltimore. Question is, how much more willing are you to go? For instance, according to reports, Kyle Schwarber, Orioles would have won an extra year, $30 million. Maybe he's, you know, we're announcing him coming to Baltimore. Didn't happen that way, but they did. Phillies matched with the Orioles offer, which was 5 for $150 million. And obviously he had comfortability in Philadelphia where he's a hero. We get all that. But I don't think it's a question of the Orioles not spending. Can they finish the deal?
Well, that's the thing.
That's the thing.
They're stuck in limbo right now because they went from being a team that was just talk and no action to now 2 years in a row, they've handed out market value offers, last year to Corbin Burnes, this year to Kyle Schwarber, fair market value offers on the table to two of the biggest names that were available at the time. And we know what happened with last year with Corbin Burnes. We don't have to revisit that. But now this year's a little bit different because, you know, Corbin Burnes, the money wasn't an object. He was always dead set on the location. Whereas Kyle Schwarber, maybe he was always dead set on Philly. But the fact that you just said the Orioles had the offer on the table first, they go back to Philly, said, hey, this is exactly what we wanted, 5 for $150 million. Can you match it? Oh, absolutely. Do it. So I say you're stuck in limbo because this is a little more exciting, just a little bit more exciting than the lip service, but the results are still the same. And that's the frustrating part. So I can't stand here today and say, hey, you know, you got to celebrate the fact that the Orioles were actually in on Kyle Schwarber and it was real. You know, we'll celebrate it when it actually happens. To me, this is kind of like last year in the sense that you had the big money offer on the table for Corbin Burnes. Didn't work out. Where did that money go next? It didn't go to the next big starting pitcher. So right now, you didn't get Kyle Schwarber, but we know they're very interested in Pete Alonso. Does the money go to him? And if it's not Alonso, does it go to Bellinger? You know,
or that, Kyle Tucker, who they're linked to now.
Tucker's a little separate because he's going to require like 8 to 10 years, in my opinion. Whereas, you know, the Alonso Schwarber, they're like, you know, 4, 5, Bellinger 4 or 5, something like that. So apparently they're in on Tucker as well, but that one's a little different to me.
Well, to your point, where's the money going to go that you were going to give to Kyle Schwarber, theoretically? Well, we also heard Mike Elias talking about, we got the money to sign not only an impact bat, but go out and bid for a pitcher. And they've had meetings with Valdez, met with him in the general manager's meetings. They're still talking to him possibly about getting him done long term, even though I was reading yesterday that he's not signing at the winter meetings. This is going to be maybe more of a process than kind of a big splash going on in Orlando. Ranger Suarez, Scott Boras guy, they're talking to him. So they're saying all the right things. And if the reports are true, and who we deny Ken Rosenthal and other media sources out there, but if they're willing to spend some dough, somebody's going to sign. Because you have a chance to win this year with the Orioles. Last year was a disaster. Mike Elias did a terrible job putting a starting rotation together. The bullpen imploded. And we saw that in the first 2 months of the season. They never dug themselves out of a hole that was too great to dig out of, which cost Brandon Hyde his job. I think they're going in here this year being competitive. They're actually a team that's considered to be playoff worthy based on the experts right now. But not only do you need to add to your talent pool, also you need Gunnar, Westberg, Holiday, Kowalczyk, Adley. You need your young core to exceed what they did last year where they were all underperforming on the field, except for Holiday. That was his first full season. But even then, there were some questions about whether or not, you know, he should be the leadoff hitter, et cetera, et cetera. But your young core guys, they need to be better than they were in 2025 because they all underachieved. And Adley Rutschman, just what it seemed like he was getting out of it, he got hurt 2 times.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's what ultimately will sink or swim their season. We want the additions, more the merrier. Multiple pitchers, multiple bats, you know, bring them all in. But what is actually going to determine the outcome of the season is the Gunnar Hendersons of the world actually continuing to be an MVP candidate, Adley getting back on track, Westberg staying healthy, Kowalczyk you know, not striking out 150 times, right. You know, it was everybody. It really was everybody. You couldn't just pinpoint, oh, your Gunner had a down year and he's the best player. So that doomed them. No, everyone was down across the board.
Yeah. And Beavers showed flashes mm-hmm. when he came up. Basayo, okay, hit the game-winning home run, which is great. And the upside is tremendous for him. Mayo had a great September, but are you counting on them? No. It goes back to the guys that help you get to the winning record, help you win the division, help you get to the playoffs in 2024. You bring in Pete Alonso, sign Framber Valdez, which will be used because your rotation sucked last year. But if Gunner's hitting 17 home runs next year, and Adley's on the shelf three times, and Westberg's on the IL, I don't think you're not taking the next step. If anything, now you're, I mean, we sign all these guys, and our young core, our core talent has regressed over the last couple of seasons.
So I know you like the Blue Jays comparisons.
I do, and I'm sticking like with
the,
it.
Right? I think they might be like the Blue Jays now in the sense that Toronto was throwing around all this money the last couple of years. Now, granted, those were really big-ticket free agents, Otani, Juan Soto, guys like that. And maybe you could always say that they were always destined to go where they ended up, and Toronto was never serious. But by all indications, they were throwing that money around. Please, somebody take our money. But nobody did, and it took multiple years. And then finally, they broke through. So my fear when I say we're stuck in limbo, I believe that the Orioles have a pretty decent shot to break through this year. And I hope it is Alonso, and I hope it is either Suarez or Valdez in the pitching area. But you look at Toronto, you can be a team that's willing to spend, and you can be a team that's willing to even overpay. But it doesn't always mean that you're going to land the guy.
Well, they did land George Springer. They did get Kevin Gausman. They've landed a couple, and the key to them last year was Bo Bichette was an all-star. Vlad Jr. was an MVP-caliber guy. And the Davis Schneiders and some of their younger players had big seasons. So, yeah, the free agent tickets that they did manage to reel in. And they traded for Biebs, who helped them in the second half of the season. The younger players are the ones that stepped up and helped them get over that threshold. Because mm-hmm. they were the Orioles in 2024. Big expectations going in for the season. Wound up finishing in last place. Last year, they were three outs away from winning the World Series.
Right. And they took their lumps. Yeah. You know, they had their injuries, but they overcame all of it.
Well, the Orioles are aggressive. We know that. Whether or not they hit a home run, pun intended, with some of these free agents remains to be seen. But I don't think, at least in the early stages, we sit here on December 10th, Orioles are cheap. It's all lip service. I mean, they're aggressive and they're talking. And Boris said, Elias has been sweating me for a long, long time, not just with Gunner and Jackson and Westberg, but with his other free agent candidates who include Pete Alonso and Ranger Suarez. So he's talking to him.
It's nice, but Boris has been saying that the last couple years. He definitely said it last year. I don't know about couple years, but he for sure was saying the same thing last year. And again, it's one of those things where it sounds nice, it's lip service, it's great, it's better than the alternative, it's better than where we were, but it's not across the finish line. So until you get there, everyone's still going to remain in that kind of skeptical mood. And I think rightfully so to some extent.
All right. Well, we can rag on the Orioles in due time. But the Ravens, they're back at practice today, getting ready for the Cincinnati Bengals as 2.5-point favorites. And the Ravens coming up there, back-to-back losses at home to division rivals Cincinnati and then Pittsburgh. So the Ravens in dire straits. If Lamar didn't practice today, are we looking at a concerning trend? Is the lack of practice hindering him in regard to his accuracy and all the other flaws that we've seen from this offense here?
Well, Bob, all we can do is go by what we see. And he hadn't practiced fully since November 5th. And since then, he hadn't had really a good game, you know, a consistent game throughout. And I don't see there a reason for him not to practice. I mean, he carried the ball seven times. You know, and he looked good carrying it, and I wish he would have carried it more, you know, called runs. So I'd be disappointed if he didn't practice today.
Ravens got to go to Cincinnati, get a win. Pittsburgh's got Miami coming up, so the Ravens still see the Steelers at the end of the season, but they're at a disadvantage right now. The home record is abysmal. Got New England coming in a couple of weeks. So the Ravens, we were feeling them a little bit 2 weeks ago. But maybe it was fool's gold when it was all said and done.
Well, we thought it was going to, we thought for sure there were going to be 7-5, you know.
Because the division's not great. They were just less sucky than the rest.
The AFC's not dominant.
Right.
You know.
But the AFC North in particular.
Yeah.
You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Are you buying what Mike Elias is trying to sell in regards to being aggressive, in regards to free agency? We'll talk to Rich Dubroff live from Florida coming up around 1:30 from BaltimoreBaseball.com. Who knows, by then, maybe the Orioles will have made a move. Birds do get the 7th pick in next year's draft. They had the 4th best odds. White Sox do get number 1. Congratulations to them. They should have had it last year because they had the worst record. Colorado, screw you. Tampa gets a 2nd pick, though. That was kind of wild and wacky stuff. But it is what it is. And the Ravens, you got Maryland Hoops taking on Michigan on Saturday at home. I don't know if you saw it, but Michigan ran with Villanova and our old friend Kevin Willard out of the gym last night in Ann Arbor. Michigan is really, really good.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
For the Ravens, and, you know, he's a man of hope. Keeps hoping. We all hope. I hope to win the lottery one day.
Yeah, me too.
I don't have to work anymore.
Like almost at $1 billion.
Yeah, I mean, I hope to do that. But, you know, you can't always get what you hope for. You can't always get what you want. But the Ravens are in a position, like the lottery, you're at the behest of ping pong balls. Ravens can kind of control their own destiny when it comes to the red zone success. Yes, the other team tries to prevent you from scoring touchdowns, but another struggle against Pittsburgh, what, 2-for-6 in the red zone for the season in the red zone. The Ravens are 30th in the National Football League, and there are only 32 teams in it. And we can get into the many layers of why they fail in these situations. But as we're down to the final, what, 5 games of the season, 4 games of the year, I mean, is it going to change, or is this just who they are, a team because of many problems they have on offense, just unable to cash in when they're supposed to cash in?
Yeah, I don't know that it's going to change. I mean, Bob, after, 12 games, kind of who you are who you are, you know? And I don't think they can fix it till the personnel changes, bottom line is, you know? And I think, and we'll talk about the film because, the film's disappointing watching it, you know, on both sides of the ball, you know, on certain things. But until... You can't run it. They can't run it in the red zone because they can't block them. The receivers don't get open in the red zone because there's no room to run. The timing of the passing stuff is off. So, you know, I mean, 2 for 6 might be good. I mean, that's just kind of where they are right now. I mean, Bob, it's kind of, they're a mess right now offensively just because they don't have the consistency up front. That's the biggest problem. So there's not a big threat of the run. And if you try to run it, say you're on the 9-yard line and it's 1st and goal from the 9, you're going to be 2nd and goal from the 9 or the 8. You know, I mean, that's kind of what it's been. And then the receivers, who down there in the red zone is a great receiver getting open versus tight man coverage? Who's good at that? Who do they have?
10 years ago, it was DeAndre Hopkins.
Thank you. You know, I mean, you look at him now, Bob. I mean, every pass that's been thrown to him, I mean, he's got to make it either an unbelievable catch or it's P.I. There's always somebody in his pocket, yeah. You know. And
2 years ago, it was Mark Andrews.
Yeah. You know, and then it's, you know, Sunday, it was likely. He runs a nice route, you know. The first one, the one that they gave him,
sure.
You know, that was a good route. But you got to be able to win. You know, what is Pittsburgh, you know what they do? They throw it to Metcalf, or when they have Washington, number 80, if he wouldn't have been out, they line him out wide. He's, 6'6", 305, you know, and he just bumps that corner. You know, I mean, you got to have somebody down there that can win and has got some size. Maybe next year it's Tez Walker. I don't know.
Possibly.
Yeah.
And, you know, after a nice start to the season, he got hurt, then fell off the map. And,
yeah.
You know, Bateman's had some red zone success, and he dropped the would-be touchdown pass himself, too.
Yeah, and the thing, you know, with Bateman down there, you know, Porter holds the hell out of him. Porter, you know what? I think Porter, number 24 for the Steelers, I think his thing, Bob, is I'm going to hold on every play. They're not going to call it. I mean, I think they called it twice or three times, but the play down in the end, another play in the end zone, he grabs Bateman and just, like, holds on to him. I mean, that's how he plays. He's grabby, but they're not going to call it every time.
Now, the Ravens did make a move yesterday. Lakin Tomlinson, former first-round draft pick in 2015, who started 7 games for Houston this year, mm-hmm. was released. Ravens signed him to the practice squad. Carl Lawson, that experiment ends after, 1 game? So the Ravens do bring Tomlinson into the practice squad. But again, you have a playoff-worthy team in Houston getting rid of him.
Yeah.
And now the Ravens bring him in. Well, I guess because Cleveland suspended him.
Right, right. So they needed a body. You know, it's kind of like, I'm guessing, Bob, it'll be similar to Note Boom. You know, play him if you're desperate.
Well, they whiffed on that one, by the way. Oof. Not to get off topic too much.
Yeah, that Note Boom's a body, is what he is. But Lawson, when, you know, I mean, we were excited to see him play, Bob. And then when you saw him play, I mean, I think he getting cut because he had no legs. His legs were, he's done. No legs, you know, and it showed. He had nothing. And yeah, they cut him, which rightfully so. And, you know, so now they got to play Ajabo again, you know, once Tavius Robinson comes back, then Ajabo's back to the bench, I would imagine.
And Robinson's his window opened a couple of weeks ago, yeah, so he's getting close.
I would think, if he can play, you need to play him, bottom line.
Yeah, he was one of your best pass rushers.
And he's not a natural rusher.
Yeah, when he was on the field. So anyway, the Ravens, they're in the struggle bus for sure. You want to get in, and I mean, we've been complaining about them all week, and rightfully so. When they had the 5-game winning streak, then you had division games back-to-back at home. You get blown out by Cincinnati. Yes, some self-inflicted damage there. But you had 10 days, basically, to get ready for the Steelers. And, you know, you start flat, you're behind. The officiating didn't do them any favors, not to put all the blame on them. But, yeah, they impacted the game. Now you go take on the Bengals, who are done. Not officially, but they're done in regards to getting the playoffs. Uh-huh. But I don't think they're done trying to make life miserable for Baltimore. I think Cincinnati's going to be charged up and ready to rock and roll in this game.
Oh, no doubt. I think so, too. I think, yeah, they're going to definitely want to play and want to win this game. And the Ravens are going to have to play a really good game to win. And especially on defense, they're going to have to play, and they're going to have to score points offensively.
Orioles, they made a run at Kyle Schwarber. He wound up staying in Philadelphia, but 5 years, $150 million was the offer from Baltimore. Is it going to be recruiting where you finish second, or are the Orioles going to get through like Maryland did with Zion Ealy? But he actually committed to them like a year ago. But Baba, the basketball recruit, they get him at the last minute. Can the Orioles pull off something big? Maybe not in Orlando, but over the next couple of weeks before we get into spring training. Gunnar Henderson is going to play in the World Baseball Classic, which is great, except if you're Craig Albernaz, you're like, damn, my best player is going to be gone for 2 weeks during spring.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
And Trent!
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
Well, for the Baltimore Ravens, coming off their second straight loss, 27-22. At home, hands of the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's 58-81-057, the Fan, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass, we'll be talking to him throughout the course of the program. If you want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057 on this woman crush Wednesday, but we must look back at what went wrong and maybe some right things against the Steelers. We'll start today's segment of the film study with the offense.
Yeah, when we look at the offense, I'll start with the offensive line. Because I went back, watched it all again, like for the third time, and I just studied the offensive line because of what Harb said about Falele and Rosengarten in the run game. And a lot of stuff, like I mean, they had over 200 yards in the run game. They probably could have had another 100 easily. The biggest problem is that the two guards, their feet stop on contact. And what does that do? Well, like if you come off and you just going to hold your guy up, then soon as a big boy comes, they just toss him to the side and they make the tackle. And the same with, it's the exact same thing, you know, with Voorhees. He does the exact, but he's not as strong in the lower body. The problem, Falele's 380 pounds. The problem with him is he gets off balance. He lunges. He leans forward. And when he leans forward, he weighs like 100 pounds. He just gets tossed to the side. Voorhees gets up on his tiptoes or gets back on his heels. He gets tossed and he gets thrown to the ground. You know? So, I mean, that's the biggest problem that they've got. There's another one where, you know, they got a big hole. Kohler gets thrown to the ground. His guy makes a tackle in the hole, you know? Got a chance to have a big play. I mean, they had chances to make some big plays, you know, and it's one guy, you know. And I give them credit, Bob, because remember when they were running it, they were having success running it, and then all of a sudden Watt's coming from the backside. All right, so what did they do? They took Ricard, and then on the snap, he came back to block that guy, which helped. But then – you know, the guys up front just aren't consistent. I mean, you know, Harb says they played great in a run game. I disagree with that. I thought they played very inconsistent in the run game, in the pass game. I thought they were extremely inconsistent. You know, and let me just say this about the pass game. Well, here's a little bit. The timing is way off in the pass game because it's they're running routes and Lamar's ready to throw. But they're still into their stem of their route. They're not finished running their route. They're not even looking for the ball yet. They're not, like, if they're supposed to be at 18, they might be at 13 yet. And Lamar's ready to throw. And then when they're ready to be open, Lamar's scrambling. I mean, that is the crux of the pass game right there. He gets it, stands there waiting, you know, and then there's nobody open because they're not ready to be open yet. And then he's got to take off. And that was the touchdown pass to, you know, down in the red zone and stuff too. And then there's another one. Lamar rolls right. All the receivers are going left. But I mean, he drops back, but he gets forced to go right, and there's nobody over there. So, you know, the timing of the pass game is off. You know, whereas, you know, there's like no rhythm to the pass game. Whereas you see, like Rodgers, he just whoop, 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 you know. I mean, he's dropping back and he knows, I know by coverage, I'm dinking and dunking. And other than five plays, they did dink and dunk the whole game, you know. And Lamar needs to do a better job of just dink it and dunk it. Get it out. Get it out. But I did think that Lamar, especially in the second half, I mean, they came out and they were going to run the ball with him, and he did. He ran a 2 out of 3 plays, you know, and they took the ball right down the field. So I think that's got to be back incorporated. Why? Because then you don't have to block the end. You know, it's kind of like, you know, why was the wishbone, you know, like why is Navy so good against all these teams and their 280-pound linemen? Because you don't have to block the tackler of the end. You're reading them. You know, you're just getting up to linebackers, and that's the thing, and that's why Lamar needs to be, you know, incorporated in that. So, how did Lamar play? Thought just seems to me Lamar's kind of frustrated. I think probably with Jesus, I never have time to. I just think the frustration. You know, him and Filele got into it on the sidelines because Filele turned the guy loose at least a couple of times. You know, it's like, can I just have a second to throw? You know,
to that point, what happened when the DB just kind of,
well, Filele
free
well,
runner?
Yeah, well, Filele did his. Bob, here's what he tries, and in pass protection, you know, patience is key. You don't need to be in a hurry. You're 380. You know, you got a 180-pounder coming. You don't need to go out. Here's what he does, Bob. He goes and pushes, then tries to push the guy. And as soon as he does, he's off balance, and they run right around him. And all you got to do is you just got to sit back and wait. Just sit back and wait and be patient, you know, and then punch. Use your arms. But he wants to come out after the guy and then look, see my shoulder. Bob, I'm off balance. I'm leaning forward. Mm-hmm. Then I'm done. I'm right around him. And that's Filele's problem all the time. He's not patient. He is not patient. Thought Rosengarten, Harbs, I agree with Harbs. Thought both tackles actually played well. And that was Rosengarten's best game. Maybe Watt brings it out on him. But they helped him some. But I thought he did a nice job. But, I mean, Bob, the receivers, no, they don't get.
But with Lamar, I'm sorry, getting back to him, why he's been inaccurate. Lately, it seems as though he waits. I mean, you mentioned they're not finishing their route tree and all that good stuff, but still, even when he does have open receivers, there seems to be, I don't know, errant throw here or there, and the drops don't exactly help his cause either.
You know what? If you look at most of his throws, he's not set. His feet are never set when he's throwing. Like, if you just broke him down. You know, like Aaron Rodgers is sitting there, you know, I mean, he's in balance doing all those kind of things, whereas Lamar's always on the move. He's always throwing from some different angle and everything else. I think that is the problem. I just think, Bob, that when he drops back, he knows I don't have a lot of time. I think that's already in court. You know, after 12 games, I know I got to get rid of the ball quick. I don't have, you know, so, I mean, to throw a ball and for the Ravens, for them to get the ball down the field, Bob, he's got to be Houdini. That's how they get the ball down the field, is he's got to be Houdini. Both the red zone ones, he takes off and runs. And then the other one, he scrambles up the middle and hits Likely. You know, I mean, they can never get into a rhythm throwing the football. That's the problem with that. And then in the run game, Bob, the guards don't move their feet. You know, and, you know, you get Kohler missing a block. And then on the one, Lamar probably has a touchdown on the one where he fakes it. If Likely blocks his ass at all.
Right.
You know, he's got, Andrews has got his guy sealed. And then Likely's over there after. My bad, I should have got him. No.
Correct.
Yes.
Lamar Jackson in 10 games has been sacked 29 times.
Yeah.
He was sacked 23 times all of last season.
Yeah, and Bob, and the offensive line was four of the five guys are the same. But, I mean, you were just earlier talking, and you guys were talking about the young guys got to perform, you know, like they did the year before.
Oh, for the Orioles.
Yeah, for the Orioles. Same thing with these. You look at the offense, just like the Orioles. There's not a guy on that offense who was number one by far. There's not a one of those guys that's performing up to their level.
100%. And the only one that would even be close to that would be Zay Flowers, and he's not even playing up to last year.
Agreed.
Year's
status. He's fumbled a couple of times where he never fumbled before.
So there you go. The offense, there's not a player playing as well as they did in 2020.
Yeah, they're like Gunner with 17 homers.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. You want to bet about the Ravens? Well, listen, are you optimistic that the Orioles are going to get a big deal done? Maybe not in Orlando, but eventually, before they hit Sarasota, it's spring training. Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner, talk Ravens with him. Whip around 11:15, what happened in the world of sports last night. And Gabe Lacks, USA Today. We'll talk about these winter meetings. Edwin Diaz going to L.A. Schwarbsy staying at Philadelphia. Who's the next big domino to fall? Talking about, because the Ravens did get confirmation from the league that they screwed up on the Travis Jones penalty. And Harbaugh talking about, you know, okay, we admit that we screwed up and how that's received within the offices there.
Yeah, we move on. You know, we move on. We just like our team does. You know, it's our job to make it right. You know, that you can't. You're not going to expect everything to go your way. You're going to get. There's a great passage in 2 Corinthians that talks about, you know, these kind of things, trials and tribulations and things like that. They create an enduring toughness and hope. You know, and that's you look at it that way. We understand what the good that can come from these challenges.
Well, all I know is this, that I've been in those meetings where they called that morning, Eric, Harbs, and then the official that they've hired, you know, on staff. And I'll guarantee you that there was a lot of venting, and Harbs and Eric, I'm sure they were running hot.
Yeah, you know? I'm sure he was saying words that weren't in Corinthians, if you know what I'm saying. Oh,
I would totally agree. God, Bob, I would guarantee I would have been. You know, you don't think it came out that you cost us the game, you cost us a division? You know, it's not, well, we're moving forward.
Would change the whole flow of that game. Totally. At that time, instead of Pittsburgh kicking a field goal, they wound up scoring a touchdown. And now, you know, the dynamic of the game is completely different than it was 30 seconds prior because they screwed up on the field.
Well, the thing about it is, Bob, normally when you call, you know, it's one play that you're talking about. You know, all right, we got three that we got to talk about and have explained. So I'm guessing that they were on, you know, the call for a while. And the guy who's in charge of it, Mrs. Butterworth, you know, is not on the call. They're talking to Perry Fuel, you know. But Mrs. Butterworth is the one that made the call and said that, oh, it's right. You got to make a move. But when you read the rule, you know, if you hold the ball out, that counts as a move.
Now, Gene Steratore, since the game, has said that it was the right call.
Okay.
Because you needed the third foot down to complete a football move, but there's just different rules for the end zone. I mean, they're acting like this one was on the 27-yard line.
Right.
We're in the end zone, as we've discussed all week long, ad nauseum, toe tap, touchdown. Break the plane, slap within a millisecond, touchdown. Catch the ball, take two steps, outreached, sure catch. I mean, the ball's secure. Porter, to his credit, didn't quit on the play, knocked it out, but still. Why are there five different rules within that 10-yard area that's called the end zone there that, you know, don't necessarily apply to other parts of the field?
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, at least Perry Fuel probably, you know, he's been a coach and a coordinator, an interim head coach, probably feels your pain, you know, but then on the one, you know, because all three were very impactful plays, all right? But, like you said, the Travis Jones one where they admitted that they were wrong. All right, that was the first. You changed the whole way that game was played. That play. You gave them 4 points, and that changed how the game was played.
Yeah, and that was not Mrs. Butterworth. That was Alex Moore and his crew on the field at that time at M&T Bank Stadium. But it's in the rearview mirror, and John Harbaugh took the high road, the really high road, quoting Bible verses. And, hey, I believe in God, and I'm not against, hey, do your thing. I just think the Bible's got more meaning than, you know, what the hell happens over 60 minutes in a football game.
I would say, Bob, if, you know, we were sitting here, you know, having a beer with Harbs or whatever, there would be a lot of cuss words coming out of there.
A big time. But either way, now you got Cincinnati. You're back at practice today. Mm-hmm. Will Lamar be there? Because he's missed at least a day of practice for over a month now, and a half. So get him back out there in full effect and see if there's any lingering injuries from Sunday's game. Outside of Keaton Mitchell, I don't recall one off the top of my head.
Keaton Mitchell was the only one that I recall.
Oh, speaking of film, real quick. You showed me the Keaton Mitchell run, which we thought was a touchdown. He did seem to pull up lame there around the 15-yard line.
Oh, yeah. There was a little hitch in his giddy-up, because all of a sudden he's going, and all of a sudden there's a little jump in his step, or like something happened to that knee you know, because all of a sudden it was like kind of slowed down a little bit too.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, Childs Walker from the Baltimore Banner. Talk about the Ravens in this big game coming up against the Bengals on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Whip around 11:15, what happened in the world of sports last night and historically. And Gabe Lacks, we'll talk Major League Baseball, the winter meetings with him. The Orioles, hey, they competed for Schwarbsy. He wound up staying in Philadelphia. Are the Orioles going to be the horseshoe team? Or are they actually going to win some games?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.